Radio Thailand present the welcome speech by His Excellency Mr. Harshvardhan Shringla, Ambassador of India to Thailand, at a reception to celebrate the Festival of India in Thailand last night.
Let me welcome some of our guests today. We have the Deputy Permanent Secretary of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Deputy Permanent Secretary of the Ministry of Culture of the Government of the Kingdom of Thailand. We also have with us the Director General of the Ministry of Culture of the Government of India, Mrs. Arvind Manjeet Singh. We're also very fortuitous because today is the only day of the festival on which we have each and every one of our artists, our cultural personalities present. And I want to take this opportunity to felicitate them and to thank them for their performances to date and to welcome those troops who have arrived today. What you saw today was a representative sampling of the Festival of India so far. It's also a representative sampling of the cultural diversity of India. You saw Yo-Yo Honey Singh from the north of India. You saw the Buddhist dance from the east of India. You're going to experience food from the south of India. And tomorrow, you will see Indian classical dance by the Kalakshetra Repertory Company from Chennai in Tamil Nadu. So what we've tried to do is to give you a taste of India. And I have to say, over the past 6 days, we've had a tremendous response from the people of Thailand. In the last 15 performances that we've staged, we've had as many as 26,000 people attend our performances. And I think that is reason for satisfaction. And I want to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of our cultural personalities, cultural troops that are here, artists who are here, for the hard work and effort they've put in highlighting India's cultural diversity and cultural levels of performance and capacity. I have no doubt that they have left an indelible impression of their performances and of India in the minds of their friends from Thailand, and in doing so, have reinforced the close bonds of history, culture, spirituality, and geography that bind our two countries, India and Thailand, together. I also want to thank our partners, and we have several who have helped us in not only reaching out to the people of Thailand, but also in making sure that our cultural troops were given every possible comfort and infrastructure for staging their performances. We started with the Wat Bhavoniveshwara, where we hosted the Lama dance in honor of the Supreme Patriarch. We then went to the Buddhadasa Indaparno archive, where there was a wonderful performance. We had the beginning of the food festival at the Blue Elephant. We moved to the Sheraton, where the food festival is still on. For some of you who like the cuisine today, please don't hesitate to bring your friends and guests to the food festival tomorrow. We have Air India that sponsored the tickets of some of our performers. And of course, we have the Sri Nakhrin Virot University that gave us generous use of their premises for some of our performances. I also want to acknowledge today the fact that we have a number of scholars of Hindi and Sanskrit who are here for the regional Hindi conference from different countries of Southeast Asia and in India. And I want to extend a very, very warm welcome to all of them this evening. And we also have a television personality from India. And of course, we'd like to welcome all the Thai cultural personalities over here. We have actors, we have people who are directors of films, we have artists, and we have representatives of all walks of cultural life in Thailand. And thank you very much. I have to say, we would not have achieved this sort of footfall, this sort of outreach in the short time that we had to plan this festival if we did not have the support of the media in Thailand. And I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our friends from the media who are here in very good numbers today for their unstinting and generous support. Thank you so very much.
That was the speech from the Ambassador of India to Thailand. And the Festival of India in Thailand will be held until the end of this month. Please visit www.indianembassy.in.th for more information.